This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At least one fan reaction on social media, and I would disagree with one description. I'm not sure it was even long enough to wrap around the pesky pole. It just kind of dropped right in front of it next to that woman who was curled up in a ball trying not to get hit by the ball.
She took cover. Like, what did she think was coming in? A meteor?
And you know, lady, you could move. You have legs. You can walk away, go in a different direction. To actually rolling up in a ball is probably the worst way to avoid getting hit.
You're like
by a
six
baseball.
Sam Summers deep by the pesky pole. I mean, it's not a medicine ball, for God's sakes, but that's just a nutty way for a nutty game to end on a nutty day at Fenway.
Before we get back to the phone calls, 617-779-7937, we do need to just acknowledge or address, and something maybe we can look into a little more and talk about tomorrow on the program, is I'm going to read from Rob Bradford, his description of a what he called a kerfuffle between the Angels and Red Sox before the game on the field that was captured. You may have seen it on social media. Some cameras captured it between Tyler Anderson and Red Sox coach Jose Flores. Bunch of Red Sox players, coaches, Angels players, coaches. Not like any punches were thrown or anything, or there was just a little jawing and standing there sort of baseball style. I particularly enjoy the coaches and players that were standing there leaning on a bat, just kind of observing the argument that was going on in front of them. But apparently some accusations of maybe some sign stealing and passing on of pitches, tipping of pitches from coaches to batters. No electronics, no schemes, no anything like that. But there was a little extra energy, and then I guess it's appropriate then that the two teams went out and scored, what, nine runs in the first inning? Yeah, maybe that lit a fire under the two teams. I don't know, because right now, if we're going to be honest, it's two teams that aren't really all that good. They're two mediocre to not good baseball teams out there that played a series, and one of the mediocre teams almost swept the other mediocre team, but as we just heard, you got a 308-foot home run that saved the day, and you walk off with an 11-9 win. Let's go back to the phone calls, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mac, who was at Fenway Park today. Mac, how are we feeling about this win?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm feeling pretty good. It was interesting walking in there and, taking on a deficit right off the bat, but we battled back. And, you know, I'm a bit more optimistic about this team. We're basically a team that scored about 300 runs this season. We've lost 17 games by one run. So let's say we could produce 3%, 4% more offense, then essentially we're a 500 team or a little better right now. So, you know, I think all things considered, injuries, Casa out, Bregman out, I'm holding out a little faith. This team just needs to get hot at the right time, hit the playoffs, and off we can go.
All right, thanks for the call, Mac.
Am I the only one?
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
I was just going to say, am I the only one that thinks there's some symbolism that the one guy who's optimistic, there were sirens in the background?
Yeah, maybe.
What does everyone think is just going to suddenly catch fire?
He's such a homer.
You don't have a horn loud enough to blow for that guy.
Max happy. He went to the game. He saw a walk-off. Right. He probably had a few beers over the course of the afternoon in the sun. So there's probably a reason.
All right. But, like, I just... A couple callers ago, someone said, you know, one of the things that's kind of disheartening for him is that this lineup doesn't feel like it was built to take advantage of Fenway.
Yeah.
You got Bregman, and then when Bregman goes down, you really don't have any power hit. Like, you can't put Ref Snyder out there all the time because eventually diminishing returns would kick in. He's just great off the bench when you need a spell, and he's terrific against left-handed pitching. But there's not another right-handed bat. I don't see one coming up. Now, I know... I don't dare mention Roman Anthony or the fact that he tied a game last night in Worcester with a bomb. He's another left-handed bat. If the Red Sox are going to try to stay in this, don't you guys think that they should try to make a move for another power right-handed bat?
You know what? Let me just answer what Mac asked, and he was talking, you know, being optimistic. And look, it's who am I to tell a fan what to think? But I think he's kind of missing all the indicators and all the signs that they're not close, that this isn't just, you know, something that, you know, it needs a little tweaking and then all of a sudden it skirts around. I mean, they lead the major leagues in errors. They by far lead the major leagues in one run losses. They have one of the worst starting pitching staffs in major league. They strike out at one of the highest levels of any team in the major league, and the runs that Mac was talking about being optimistic about, how many games did they have, like, you know, 18-1, you know, wins against crappy teams where they were just teeing off on the other team, where it just how many runs they've scored to me is a little bit of something that can go both ways. But those other things I mentioned are real problems that I just don't see. You know, look, you can be optimistic, but there's a lot of signs that tell you this team's in big trouble.
Absolutely.
Andy, I just wanted to present one quick stat, if I may. Talking earlier about Christian Campbell and how he may need to go down or go out to Worcester, take a hard left on the pike and spend a few weeks out there to get some seasoning. This stat from our old pal, Brian Barrett. Christian Campbell, on the season, 10 defensive runs saved. Out of 147 qualifying defensive baseball players, where do you think that ranks?
144.
I'm sorry, it was too optimistic a guess. 146.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, his head is spinning. There was a two nights ago, There was a weak hit he had, and he went like right back to the dugout, and he was just up on the rail, and they zoomed in on him, and he just looked lost, overwhelmed, crushed, you know, broken man, however you want to deem it. And I get it. You know, when you stink for a month plus in baseball, it might be the worst sport there is, because it never ends. And he stinks at the plate. He stinks in the field, right? Like, it almost feels like every decision he makes in the field is the wrong decision. You know, that throw to the plate, the bad throw to, oh, he should have gone for two, and then you go for two, and you should have thrown to the plate. And it's like he's just playing catch-up the entire time right now. But I think that's symbolic of the whole team, Ted. And I do think there are a million factors. If you were sort of to break down this baseball team in just various areas, a lot of them are negative. Like, there aren't a lot where you're like, you know what? They really are close. They really, like, they're snake bitten, or they're really, like, no, the reason you lose one run games is because all of these areas where you're not very good, where you make a base running error, where you make a literal error in the field, where you strike out too often, you can't get a hit with runners in scoring position. You know, pitching wise, there's one. They have developed a terrible habit of being terrible against the bottom of the order. And I know Cora has talked a little bit about this, but how many times do you it feels like they walk the 8-hitter and then give up a hit to the 9-hitter, and you're like, well, that didn't go well. You're supposed to get those guys out. Those guys
to get those guys out. They're the easy outs.
I think, and when you do that, majors against 7, 8, 9. Yeah.
Yeah, when you put them on base, bad things are going to happen, because now the order comes back around, and oh, your mediocre pitching staff is facing the top of the order that has guys like Rafi Devers batting second, and all of a sudden you're screwed. So, no, there are a lot of factors as to why this is a bad baseball team.
And, Ted, one other stat to back up what you were saying just moments ago. The Boston Red Sox lead the major leagues in strikeouts with runners in scoring position by 20 strikeouts.
Doesn't surprise me.
They have 171. Yeah. The Reds only have 151.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
That's embarrassing. You say fire Bailey. Why has Fatsy got job security with something like that?
Well, you can't fire everybody all at once. It's a step-like process. You try one at a time. It's like playing Jenga. You plop out a block and see if it's still standing. Take out another block before it all falls down.
It does feel, though, guys, that, you know, levers are starting to be pulled that maybe weren't being pulled. Like, I just feel like they're at a point in which, you know, clearly the manager is kind of run out of rope, it feels like,
yep,
with his patience. So he's getting maybe a little bit changing his tone. You know, I don't know, the little skirt, you know, the scuffle before the game, I don't know, that shows tensions. You know, all the guys that you just see that are squeezing that bat maybe a little bit too tight. And here's, you don't know how to fix it. You can't just take, you know, a month off in the middle of the season and say, all right, let's recalibrate, let's try. They are, and there's so many issues with what's been established this year. Nothing really has been established. A culture, a philosophy. It feels like there's mixing philosophies. It feels like the communication is terrible. Is this a young developing team, or is this a team that was supposed to contend with just a few young guys sprinkled in? This team has no identity. It doesn't know where it's going, and it's kind of unfortunate, because I, like a lot of us, thought that this team was a 92 win type of team, and it's hard to believe that it actually might be a worse team than last year's team.
Let's go back to the phone line. Steve in Centerville, what are your thoughts on the floundering Sox, Steve?
Yeah, thanks very much. First of all, definitely a worse team than last year. Mm-hmm. Secondly, let's talk about Craig Breslow. It's been mentioned by other callers, but, you know, early in the season, we all knew that we needed another first baseman. Dom Smith could have been signed, but he wasn't. Look at the pitchers. Look who he signed. We knew in the offseason that looking at 3, 4, 5 with who the Sox had between, you know, Brian Bello, between Cutter Crawford and Hauk, you know, that's a risky, like, back end of the rotation. Did they add? No, they didn't. And then who's your major leverage guy leading up to the ninth inning is, Slater. He's hurt.
Yep.
You know, they picked him off the trash heap. So it's the same old stuff. To me, this starts and ends with Breslow. He needs to go. You need to put Alex in the GM role. Let him start choosing the groceries. Put Varitek in the managing job. and realize this little experiment with the smart Yaley that doesn't have much experience but is going to bamboozle us with his knowledge, guess what? It didn't work. And Campbell, that guy should be in double A. Look at his error.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
You didn't mention Mookie Betts, so we got to give Steve that, Andy.
Yeah, that was good, but not a lot of optimism there. That was a fire Breslow call. And there are certainly fair arguments to be made for a lot of people. You know, is the talent not good enough? Is the roster not deep enough? Is the depth not there? Are they not maximizing it? You know, Cora, is he not getting the most out of his pitching staff and lineup? Is he not getting the most out of his defense? Is Fatsy not getting the most out of the bats he's got to work with? You can make all of those arguments. I would say everybody has underachieved. If you put on a Red Sox jersey, other than the green jerseys, that finally Rich Keefe got one at Fenway Park today so we can stop with the videos and stop hearing the bitching. But if you put on a Red Sox jersey this year, you've underperformed for the most part. I would even put Devers there for his leadership and the way he started the season. He was a net negative to start the season, and I know he's been great since, but I would put him in the pile of problems this team has had.
Just one guy, I would say, has lived up to the billing, if not surpassed it, Crochet.
Crochet, and I think Bregman, you know, even him,
yeah,
though, the
okay,
errors
sorry.
Early, I didn't love the errors early on, and I know those are forgotten now, but, you know, they have not been a good baseball team for most of the season, and that's why they are where they are. They're floundering, but they did win 11-9 today, walk-off by Seydon Rafael. We'll continue to take your phone calls, odds and ends, and the end of an abbreviated version of WEEI Afternoons up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.